This is day 14 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent, on Tuesday the 15th of March. I have a heavy heart, and like many of you, I have cried over the Ukraine and the destruction caused by a pointless and brutal war. In this psalm, Psalm 37, David offers us godly wisdom as we cry out to God in anger and despair, when evil seems to prosper at the cost of precious lives, when injustice thrives and the bad guys seem to be winning. Whether that's in the Ukraine, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, or in our own personal context. It's a long psalm and we're reading verses 1 to 11. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. David encourages us to shift our focus from evildoers to the Lord and to be God-centered. A reminder that even when things are looking helpless, God is sovereign and in control. He tells us to trust in the Lord and wait for his solution, to be obedient, to do good, to dwell in the land and be faithful. Get on with what God has called you to, where he has placed you. Don't get distracted by your anxious thoughts. Verse 4 says, delight in the Lord. Let's not neglect spending time in God's presence. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Trust, obedience, patience and humility can all be summed up in this phrase. Delight yourself in the Lord. Be captivated with the Lord and all that he is. Rather than focusing on worldly things, focus on him. Then he will give you the desires of your heart, and those desires will be in line with his purposes. Verse 11 says, be meek or humble. This is to realize our own weakness and brokenness and rely on the Lord, not ourselves. Jesus referred to Psalm 37:11 as the third beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5 verse 5. The world says the opposite. Blessed are the assertive who stand up for their own rights. But Jesus and David both agree that it's ultimately the meek that will come out on top. The person who finds their adequacy in the Lord rather than themselves or things has an abundant source of peace. Let's pray. Lord, we cry out to you over the injustices of our world, the many times where evil seems to prosper and the vulnerable pay the price. Help us to look to you in humble obedience, delighting in you and your coming kingdom. And as we seek your presence, may we find your peace. Amen.